In Jesus' name. A question for you to consider this morning. What is there that is necessary for you to do within your capabilities to retain and even strengthen your salthood or your saltiness? Question. What is it that is necessary for you to do within your capabilities to retain and even strengthen your saltness or salthood? Once upon a time, there was a seminarian, so pumped, so excited, so committed, convinced that God was at least beckoning him toward ministry. His or her, if a deaconess, belly was on fire. A sense of relationship to Jesus was one of closeness, even a personal relationship. Aware of particular gifts that he brought to the table, it was just a matter of coming to the seminary and learning and growing at this spiritual, semi-monastic, away from the world, respite from the real, real world. Surrounded by other deeply committed, studying Christians, life would be absolutely wonderful. Never was the question considered, what is there that was necessary for him or her, if a deaconess, to retain and even strengthen his saltness or salthood. Slowly, the academic study of theology lodged basically in his head took over more and more of his being. Learned lots about the theology of Jesus' atoning work, but when forgiveness was pronounced, somehow it touched less and less of his heart. Sermons were critiqued, liturgical practice analyzed, fine points of doctrine debated, and that gradually took over more and more of his or her, if a deaconess, life. His head grew, his heart became less vibrant, his saltness was lessening. Salt is excellent indeed, but if salt becomes insipid, what will restore its flavor? It is of no use for either soil or dunghill. It is flung out. This is a process over time. It is one of the features of spiritual warfare for you and for me in this place. We lose small amount by small amount our saltness as our head grows, but our heart wanes. Once upon a time, there was a member of the faculty. No time for that story. Once upon a time, there was a graduate student. No time for that one either. Once upon a time, there was a member of the staff. No time to tell each story. But every one of us in this place, including me, is vulnerable to this. One prescription that Jesus uses in the two examples that precede his salt saying is that preparation and intentional awareness is critically important. Whether it is the builder who needs to decide before he starts to build that he has enough money to complete the building, or the king who assesses his battle resources as to whether it is wise to do battle or to seek a treaty. Be aware, count the cost, prepare. That's the theme. In this time and space, being aware is that studying theology as an academic exercise alone is a hazard to your spiritual health and is a way that Satan will neutralize you and me. Being aware, studying theology as an academic exercise alone is a hazard to your spiritual health and a way that Satan will use to neutralize all of us. As our head grows, our heart wanes, and our saltness lessens. Being prepared is that we put in place things we are capable of doing that will help us in this regard, that will provide assistance and support in this spiritual warfare battle. Among these things, attend to the word regularly, as a beggar hungry for it. Receive holy food, Jesus' body and blood, as nutrition, that I may learn to believe that Christ, out of great love, died for my sin, and also learn from him to love God and my neighbor, as Luther says. Converse and talk with colleagues about your walk with Christ and Christ's walk with you here. Consult with personal transparency about you, your relationships, your experience here with safe and trustworthy faculty and staff and pastors and mature Christian folk. Resist temptations toward isolation and foster honest and fraternal relationships with others in the body of Christ. Identify and implement doing those things that are essential for your well-being and seek assistance if you're doing things that are unhealthy and attack your spirit. And keep your baptism in mind all the time. For while our saltness varies, Jesus' salt remains always present and always available. While our hearts may become less vibrant, Jesus' heart remains turned toward us, exquisitely vibrant and beating for us, inviting our hearts to be closer to him, his. Wrapped in the arms of Jesus, accompanied always by in our walk by him, Jesus being alongside us every move we make in our time here at Concordia Seminary, energized and empowered by the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives, surrounded by fellow disciples in the body of Christ. We, you, me, are continually salted and help salt others as well. Jesus, the salt of our lives, be with you. Amen.